What's going on, Story Talk About Life listeners? Thank you so much for joining me on today. If you're listening to me at 6 a.m. on my web radio station, I want to say thank you so much for getting up so early and tuning in, listening to me. I appreciate your support. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and now TikTok. That is 10 platforms that I am on. If you're on any of those listening to me, I appreciate you. I appreciate the Most High for giving me the opportunity to reach so many people. I'm thankful to the platforms for allowing me the chance to share positivity, because I mainly talk about positive things and real life things that has happened to me or someone I know. So I just love sharing good news, good positivity. I love smiling. I just love enjoying life. And if I can take some of my positivity and some of my joy and share it, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I will never get enough of saying thank you all for your support. I always say it. Hopefully, y'all don't get tired of me saying it, because I know that you could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you decided to stop by and listen to me. And I'm telling you, support goes a long way. It means a lot. So I was sitting here and I was thinking, what would your first date consist of? That was a question. I heard this somewhere else, and it just happened to pop back up in my head. And I'm just curious. I would love to hear feedback on this. Emails, you can message me on the web radio station. You can message me on Spotify. My email is kimijo774@gmail.com. I would love to hear some of your feedback. What is, like, what, well, nothing is perfect, but what would the perfect first date look like? So when I think back over my life, I have not been on many dates, and that's sad to say, but I'm being honest here. I've been on some, and every woman has an idea of what her first date, or just any date, would look like, what it would consist of. And I think for me, my first date would consist of, first of all, I am a thoughtful person. So I would hope and expect to date someone that is thoughtful as well. So through having conversations and getting to know me, I would hope that the person would mentally take notes of, you know, some things that I like, maybe some foods I like, maybe some activities that I would like. I think being thoughtful, considerate, sweet, all of that goes a long way with me. I'm very simple. Very simple. I love nice things, but I'm simple. And whenever I do things for people, I always put thought into it. So I'm not one of those people that will run to the store at the last minute and just grab you something off the shelf because it's your birthday or you have an event coming up. I'm not one of those. I am going to analyze the heck out of everything that you've told me, and I'm going to put thought into everything. So, yeah, I think it would be really nice to run into a like-minded individual that would be thoughtful. And of course, he would pick me up, or maybe we just meet somewhere really nice, dress nice, of course, smelling good, of course. And I am a music fanatic, so of course, the first day would have to involve some type of music, even if it's just sitting at a nice restaurant with live music playing, or maybe just soft, elegant music playing, something like that. Or we could visit. I'm not a club person. I don't club. I don't go to clubs. So if someone invited me or took me to a club, I think that would be an automatic turn off for me. That would be a no. With an exception of if it was a older crowd. And when I say older, I say maybe 35 and up or something like that. Maybe 40 and up. I mean, the crowd is just slightly different from the younger crowd. I would probably consider going somewhere like that. But it's just walking down the street, like maybe in Memphis, for example, just walking down the street, listening to live bands, getting some good food, just being in the company of a like-minded individual who is intelligent for one. Can carry a good conversation. A person that has goals, person that wants something out of life. I think, yeah, if I could get a combination of those things for a first date or just any date, I think I'll be okay. I've heard some horror stories of people that have gone on dates, and it was terrifying just listening at some of the things that people do. And I hope I never run into those type of people, because there will not be date number two. It would just be date number one, and that would be it. But yeah, that question just came across my mind. Just like, what are people doing now? What kind of things are people doing for first dates? Or, just being in relationships and going on dates, because I've been out of the business of dating for a very, very long time. So I wouldn't know where to begin to, think about what people are doing. Like, so yeah, I need some feedback, you guys. Let me know what y'all are doing. Where are y'all going out on dates and all that kind of stuff? And, you know, the people that you're dating, are they thoughtful? Are they just taking you to McDonald's, to the drive-thru, or are y'all going to like really nice, elegant restaurants? Are you traveling to go out on dates? Like, what's up? What's going on? Let me know. But overall, today has been a really, really good day. Several things. Tried to pull me in a negative direction, but I didn't bend, I didn't fold, and I think me being the person that I am, I think it upsets certain people, because the old me, whenever they would, you know, pick a fight, look for a fight or whatever, then, you know, I would give it to them. But now it's like, sometimes I don't even respond to people when they're being negative. I'll just look at them, just stare at them, and I may or may not say a few words here and there, but yeah, for the most part, just look at them, and yeah, with a confused look on my face, or maybe just a blank stare. I think that will irritate the mess out of someone that's trying to provoke you to be negative, or someone that's trying to get a reaction out of you. So yeah, I mean, I think we have to learn to ignore people when they're being negative, when they're being ignorant, when they're trying to knock you off of your path, when they're trying to lower your frequency. You have to just ignore them. Think about positive things. Think about something or someone that makes you happy. I think that will really take your mind off of that situation. I found myself doing that quite a bit. Thinking about happier times and certain situations and people that bring me joy. And it really works. It really, really works. And it just keeps me grounded and centered, keeps me in a high vibration, keeps me smiling, keeps me being positive. And that is the main thing that I am wanting to do and what I'm going to do. It's so easy to allow people to get you out of character, because trust me, there's been some days, and you know, some things have been said, and before I knew it, I was saying them too, and I had to catch myself and realize that, you know what, if a stranger was walking by right now and they're looking at me and this person going back and forth, I would look just as ignorant as this person that's doing all the yelling and cursing. They wouldn't know who the clown is, you know, because both of us are looking like clowns at that moment. So I'm looking like this negative person that's before me, that's trying to knock me off my path, trying to get me out of character and cause me to lower my vibrations, causing me to miss out on my blessings and things that I've worked so hard for. And so I've had to make up in my mind that regardless of what situation may arrive, if it's at home, at work, school, or play, I am going to make the most out of any situation. I'm going to turn those negative situations into positive ones. And I don't really care who likes it or who doesn't, because I know where I've been. I know what I've been working on. I know where I'm headed. And there is no way that I would allow one individual or a few individuals to make me have to start all over, to take away my happiness, to take away my joy, and make me feel like I have in the past. I'm not going back. I'm not interested in any type of negativity, no gossiping, no none of that. I'm not interested in it. My mind is on bigger and better things. And I know that the Most High is going to always protect me. The Most High is going to always lead me into the right situations and around the right people. And I've always said that blood does not necessarily make you family, because you can meet someone today and feel like you've known them forever. That is a strong energy. That is a strong chemistry to have. It's a good feeling to be around like-minded individuals, or to be around people that make you feel like you're at home, like you can just be yourself. Those are the type of people that I need in my life. And those are the type of people that the Most High is going to bring to me. I've already met some really awesome people, and I just sometimes I have to tell myself that the Most High is just awesome, because this is exactly what I pray for. I pray to be around people that actually care about what I have going on. Not just say that they care and never show up for you, never congratulate you, never do any of that. I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about people that genuinely seems like they're happy for you, and they want you to be the best that you could be. No jealousy, no backbiting, no gossiping. Just good people. And I'm so thankful for those few people that I've met. And I'm excited about what's to come. Because the people that I thought were supposed to support me and they were going to support me and all of that, of course, I talked about this in other episodes, you know, they actually turned out to be pretty fake. Pretty fake. Even though I was always showing up for them. Always. If I call you friend or you call me friend, I take that word very serious. And I always have. So if I call you my friend, you're pretty much my family. I'm going to treat you as such. So with me being that way, I would expect the same common courtesy from my friend, right? You would think that same love would be returned, but that has not always been the case. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to see that those people were not meant to be in my life. You know, everyone is not meant to go with you into your next season. Some people are just in your life to teach you a lesson. Some people are in your life to show you things. And I've been shown some things. And I guess me being so naive when I was younger, I just saw the best in everyone. Like, I didn't think that people were so evil. I didn't think that, you know, people would look you in your face and lie to you. Like, I was very naive. And I think that has a lot to do with being somewhat sheltered from, you know, just being out there and being in the crowd and, you know. So I didn't get to see a lot until, you know, I just really got out there and got on my own. And then, yeah, I got a chance to really find out that, people that you call friend will shake your hand with one hand and have a knife in the other one ready to stab you for no reason, only because they want to be you, or maybe they're just jealous of what you have or who you're with and those type of things. And everything that I ended up going through was ultimately a lesson for me. I was supposed to learn those lessons and find out who my friends really were and who wasn't, you know, supposed to be in my life. And, yeah, like I said, I'm really thankful for the opportunity to, weave out all of those people that does not need to go in the next season of my life. I only want people that are genuinely happy for me, people that actually care and real love. And I'm not rushing it. I know that everything happens in divine timing when it's supposed to happen. I think that's where a lot of us go wrong. We try to rush things and rush relationships and situationships and all that. And then we end up being hurt in the end because things didn't turn out the way we thought they were going to, because we were rushing in a hurry. So I believe at some point in your life, you should just stop and smell the roses. Take time out for yourself. Find out your likes and dislikes. If you have to, date yourself. Take yourself out to eat or go to a movie by yourself. Go for a long drive. Turn some music on. Go to the park. Go to the beach. Yes, all of those places are nice to go with your significant other or maybe some friends. But it's also really good to go by yourself sometimes. Get in touch with yourself and find out what you like and what makes you feel good. You know, I've had a few years now. I've had the opportunity to really find out my likes, dislikes, really get to know myself. Because it seems like my entire life, I have been taking care of other people, catering to other people, trying to make other people happy. Every step of the way, everything had to do with me doing something for someone else. And then when I just really sat down one day and thought about it, I was like, I didn't got to this big grown age. And dang, I haven't done this, this, or that. I don't really know what I like. I don't really know what makes me feel good or what makes me sad. Like, I didn't really take time out to find out what I want and what I like. So I've learned along the way. Yes, you have to take care of your kids. Yes, if you're in a relationship, you have to be present there as well. But the most important person is yourself. Self-love. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're whole. Make sure you're taking care of your body, your mind, your soul. Because if you don't take care of you, how in the heck are you going to take care of somebody else? How are you going to be there for somebody else if you're not even there for yourself? Think about that. The best love of all is self-love. And it starts with you loving on yourself. And once you master that, you'll be unstoppable. You'll actually be capable of loving on someone else correctly. You know, I sit back and I think about all of these people in the world that probably did not receive love growing up. So, in turn, they really didn't learn what it was like to receive love. Probably until they had a little boyfriend or girlfriend and, they started experiencing love or feeling wanted. But then you have to think about it. The people that was loving them probably didn't have love themselves. They probably didn't have love at home. So the cycle continues. A bunch of broken people that don't know how to love correctly because they weren't loved. They don't have self-love. So I always say it is entirely impossible for you to love anyone correctly if you have not mastered self-love. Or if you don't know what it's like to actually feel loved. It's kind of hard. And then you end up breaking someone's heart or saying or doing the wrong thing because you're lost and you really don't know what you're doing, but you're just trying to find your way through life. There's so many people out there like that. And I want to say, do not give up on love, regardless of who hurt you, regardless of if you were not shown love the proper way. Don't give up. First, work on yourself and get that self-love down pat. Get in tune with yourself. Then, once you graduate from that, the Most High is going to send you something so beautiful. So beautiful. A love that's out of this world that you never thought you would have. Or maybe you thought you would have it, but you just didn't see that far. And I'm speaking life into you. I'm speaking that for your life because I'm speaking it for myself as well. So don't give up on love, even if you did not receive that from your parents. It's coming. It's coming. Just hold on. And I'm not sure who needed to hear that on today, but I just wanted to say that. If anybody out there thought that love just didn't exist, or you just decided to give up on it because you just keep meeting people that are just crazy. And it just seems like you're not meeting the right people. Don't give up. You have to envision yourself in that loving relationship. Visualize everything that you want. And while you're doing that, make sure you're putting out love in the universe. Because I promise you, that same love that you're sharing and you're putting out is going to come right back to you. And when it comes back to you, it's going to feel so real, so good. But you earn that because that's what you've been putting out. If you're putting out negativity and hurting people and breaking hearts and doing all that is going to come right back to you. And I don't want to be in line for that type of karma. I want the good karma. I want the good karma that's going to come from me helping people and encouraging people, being kind. That is the type of love that I want to come back to me. That is the type of love that is going to come back to me. Because I'm speaking it into existence and I believe. So whenever you're manifesting or you're visualizing or you're speaking these things, you have to believe it. Don't just say it. If you're just saying it and you don't believe it, it's not going to come true. So be intentional when you speak of these things or when you think of them. Because it's coming. And make sure you're spreading love and light to people that are in the dark. There's so many people that are lost. So many people that are hopeless, don't know which way to turn, don't know who to talk to. And it's mainly like that because so many people are gossiping, backbiting, putting people's business all out there. So I understand how some people would not want to confide in people because, trust me, I've been there. People that I thought were good people, people I thought that I could trust, ended up being snakes. Yeah. And the sad thing about that is, majority of the time, these people are in the church. They're busting the doors of the church down every time it opens. These are people that are in positions to help and assist people that need a word, need some encouragement. So I can understand how some people are just so closed off and don't want to share or don't want to ask for help, don't want to ask questions. They just try to do things on their own. I get it. But let me tell you something. There are still some good people out here, myself included, that value other people's privacy. I value confidentiality, and I treat people how I want to be treated. So if I don't want my business out there and people telling my business, then why in the world would I do that to somebody else? Not to mention, I've already been done like that before, so I know how it feels. But yeah, why would you treat anyone like that? So be mindful of people's feelings when they're confiding in you and telling you things. And just know that you could be that one person that they decided to talk to because they just don't trust people. But they saw something in you and confided in you, so you have to uphold that. You have to be respectful and let people know that they are protected if they decide to come to you. Don't be on the phone as soon as you're done talking to them, telling their business. I don't know who needed to hear that, but I'm just a messenger. Be mindful of other people's feelings. Because, like I always say, everything that you put out is going to come right back. In one way or another. And I would love to receive that respect and love back. No negativity at all. There's absolutely no room and no time for that in my life. And this journey that I'm on has taken me so many curves and hills and valleys. But hey, I'm strong. I've been a fighter since I've been in this world. And I'm up for the challenge. I can do it. I'm strong. Independent. Full of love, full of life. All of that, that's me. And that's not going to change for anyone. Not even for the people that want so badly to knock me off my path and to keep me low vibrational like they are. It's not going to work. You know why it's not going to work? Because the Most High has so much planned for me. And I receive all of it. I receive it. It is reaping season. It's time to receive all of the gifts for all of the work that we've put in. All the times you help people. All the times you've just been a listening ear. All the times you did whatever it took to extend help for anyone needing it. It's reaping season, baby. It's time to collect. And I'm just humble and thankful for another day. So many people did not get a chance to say that this morning. I'm thankful for another breath. I'm thankful for all of the people that truly support me. I am very gracious and thankful. And on that note, you guys, I am going to end today's podcast. And I want you all to have an amazing day. Smile. No matter what. Just smile. It'll change your whole mood. It'll change the mood of the room. Everyone in the room. If you're smiling and being positive, guess what? It's going to be a domino effect. And then the next person is going to do it. And then so on and so forth. And then before you know it, your whole environment is positive. But you be the positive one in the room. Spread love and light. And I want you all to know that the Most High loves you. The Most High adores you. And guess what? Yep, I do too. You all have an amazing, amazing day. And I will see you in the next episode.